year tenure. The largest group of newcomers this year from North America arrived at Ben-Gurion Airport this morning. The jumbo Nefesh B'Nefesh flight brought 366 newcomers, including 46 who are moving to the north of the country. There were over 1,000 people at the airport to greet them, including Interior Minister Eli Yishai and Jewish Agency Chairman Natan Sharansky. The Ministry of Immigrant Absorption says that 15,000 newcomers have arrived in Israel so far this year. The oldest, a 99-year-old from Russia, and the youngest, a month-old baby from France. Among today's arrivals are five physicians. One of them is Dr. David Gitchen, an anesthesiologist from Baltimore, who arrived with his wife and four sons, aged 6 to 12.
Well, it started many years ago when, even before we were married, my wife and I had always talked about coming to Israel. And like anything else, things get put on the back burner. But in the last couple of years, the desire for the kids to grow up here became so strong that we finally made the commitment, and now we're here.
And how concerned are you, though, that you're coming to an Israel that is coping with economic and security problems?
The economic doesn't worry me at all. I'm much more worried about the economic situation in America than I am here in Israel, especially with our current president there and what he's doing to the healthcare system. So that economic doesn't bother me at all.
Well, we have socialized medicine here, too, you know.
Yep, and very soon I think they might have it there, too. So I'm not so worried anymore.
Do you know what kind of work you're going to be doing?
Hopefully we'll be doing, I'm an anesthesiologist, so hopefully doing both anesthesia, and I also do pain management, so hopefully doing kind of a combination of both of those.
Are you prepared for what will probably be a major cut in your income?
That is one of the major reasons it took so long to finally make the decision to come here.
How so?
You know, you have to really plan for all that. You have to have enough savings and enough money to survive. While my Hebrew at this point is not great, so you really can't work for a few months. I've got to do Olpan. So there has to be a lot of things set in motion so when you get here you can survive.
I understand there were a number of doctors on this flight.
Yeah. There were quite a few doctors on this flight today, and actually we had a chance to meet each other, too.
What was the general feeling?
I think everybody was pretty psyched up and pretty happy, and you know, they're all coming with the same good intention and knowing all the same realities of going from an American system to an Israeli system.
Were you aware of the shortage of physicians that Israel is experiencing right now?
Oh, yeah, very much. I mean, Nefesh B'Nefesh has done a wonderful job advertising. I think there's some stipends and money for physicians out there. Unfortunately for me, I think you have to be age 47 or lower, so I kind of missed it a little bit. But so that's aware of that, and especially with anesthesiologists, very much aware there's a national shortage of anesthesiologists here.
And describe the reception at the airport.
It's the closest I could come to telling it's kind of like your wedding day. It happens so fast, and when it's done, you look back and you say, what just happened? But yeah, it all happened so quickly. We had got to meet wonderful people. Actually had a minute to meet Natan Sharansky coming off the plane, which was wonderful. I had a chance to say something to him. I know from his book he had kept his picture of his wife with him for many years while he was in prison, and that was his motivation. And I had kept a paper Tehudat Zehut in my wallet for the past 8 years, and every so often would open it up as my inspiration to get here. So different circumstances, but I guess we all have our own inspirations to keep the dream alive to get us here.
Good luck to Dr. David Gitchen, a new immigrant who arrived this morning on a Nefesh B'Nefesh flight. In economic news,